from the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto.
One, two,
ladies and gentlemen.
Roz, yes. And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz.
I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show.
Podcast.
David Morey said that he wants to attempt to break another Guinness World Record.
Which is what? You've not had a lot of success
with the
records.
Can I do one?
Which is the fastest time to drink a bottle of ketchup.
Oh, God.
And why you would want to do this, Morey, I have no idea. Damon Morey has attempted to get into the Guinness Book of World Records multiple times in the past. On the Roz and Mocha Show, for example, the most finger snaps in 1 minute is 296. David Morey's attempt, he got 45.
Right.
The number of times to kick your own butt with your own feet is 80 bum kicks in 20 seconds. David Morey got zero.
Zero. that was a very difficult one, though.
Easter, David Morey's attempt at 255 peeps in 5 minutes. That is the world record.
And
David Morey ate 25.
Right. Oh. And you always find that the eating ones, you got the best shot at these as opposed to the physical, more athletic
and
ones,
And this one
right?
requires zero chewing.
Dinesh Upadhyaya from India is the guy that holds the record. And he had the bottle just on the desk.
Okay.
He did touch the bottle, so he could like...
Okay. How did he get the ketchup out?
With a straw.
Oh, with a straw.
That makes sense.
He had to drink the ketchup with a straw.
Well, because sucking is faster than slurping.
Okay, here we go. So, Morey, your ketchup bottle, I've noticed, is much larger than the ketchup bottle that he broke the world record with.
Really?
So the rules are the ketchup bottle has to weigh 500 grams.
So that's 750 milliliters that Morey
Whatever
has.
That is in grams.
In order to be in the record books, you have to down 95% of the ketchup that's in that bottle.
So I guess that they give you the stuff that sticks on the sides and whatnot.
Sure.
Okay. So more if you want to crack that open.
Right.
And now, are you a fan of ketchup? Do you like ketchup?
I love ketchup.
You do? Okay.
Even just smelling it right now,
okay.
Just get the lid off.
And you got a big fat straw stirring.
It's too bad
it.
You can't dilute it with water.
Well, that's cheating, though.
Let me get my timer.
Can I have
out.
like a sample sip?
No. No, because that first suck is going to be so crucial.
That's
so stop it, you two jerks.
All right, I'm relishing in this moment. I hope to catch up to the record.
Okay.
Sorry, I had to.
Yeah. Okay, so Mocha, are you ready?
I'm ready, but do you guys want to know what the record is?
Oh, yes. What's the record?
I thought you said 95% of the bottle.
Yeah, but I didn't tell you the time.
Oh, how fast did he do this?
So the Guinness World Record for drinking ketchup out of a straw, and this guy in India did it, 25.37 seconds.
Oh, man.
25 seconds.
Okay, Morey. You have to suck like you've never sucked before. 25 seconds for a whole bottle of ketchup through a straw.
Oh, my God.
Okay, Mocha, please count him down.
In 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay. Oh, he's got some in there. I really thought that it was going to be more difficult to...
What? What's happening to your body, Morey?
Okay. It's a little spike. Oh, sorry.
Okay.
Morey, you're wasting valuable time.
You're wasting valuable time, Morey. You let us know when we've surpassed the record
mark.
Oh,
look, I legit hit stop at the exact time that this guy in India drank the entire ball. 25.37
pleasure
seconds.
Pleasure drinking?
Yeah, Maury's going to keep going, though. So we're going to find out, Morey. Hit that timer again.
Oh, God, it's so spicy.
We're going to find out how long it takes you to do this. Your technique of sucking is very interesting. Because you only have the very tip in your mouth. Like, I usually put more straw in, but you really just do
the because I thought
the
there
very,
was less
very
time
end.
For it to travel.
How does the ketchup taste? Like, that's a lot of ketchup that you're drinking.
I know. I felt like I've eaten 80 hot dogs right now.
Okay. You look like you've eaten 80 hot dogs, by the way. Apropos. Okay, so.
So, more your entire body, like your torso, is jiggling up and down
like
as you're drinking this ketchup.
It really is a full body suck.
Holy hell.
Okay.
Are you okay?
Yeah, but it's heating and I mean,
is it spicy?
It's heat. Yeah,
it's heating. Right. Yeah, it's heating. I get you. Don't worry. We're on your
side.
How
do you feel?
Okay, keep going then. Right. You, okay. You can form your thoughts while you suck, okay?
It no longer tastes like ketchup.
Oh, what does it taste like now?
It's thick.
just thick.
Okay. You've probably have a good cup of ketchup in you already, Mark.
Are you even a quarter of the way
no,
through that bottle?
No.
I'm just touching the label at this point.
Do more. Try and say, you're doing these little sucks, right? Do big, deep, full body sucks.
I am sucking deep, but it's taking a long time
for it
to come up.
You're doing like this, like, mwah, mwah, mwah. Do like this.
Like you're slurping spaghetti.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
That's
oh God. Ew. That's are you spitting the ketchup back into the bottle? That is so gross, dude. That is so gross.
There's a long line of spit.
That is
ew. And now you're still drinking the ketchup?
That is the suck of a champion right
ew.
There.
Thank you.
Ew.
Yes. Okay, Mark, you get a couple more here.
Yeah, we're already at 2 minutes and 5 seconds right now.
Oh my God. Well, I'm like, am I pleasure drinking this?
You tell me.
Yeah, we could have stopped when you failed at the attempt at 25 seconds.
All right, another one for the books, right?
Yeah, that's another one. So, I don't know. I think maybe you did 3/4 of a cup of ketchup more.
I mean, that's worth something.
Yeah, it took you 10 minutes to do it, but it's your own record.
I know, but it's one for the team.
Yeah, okay, there we go. Anyway, that Damon Mori, again, did not break the world record for drinking a bottle of ketchup through a straw.
Oh.
What?
It's like right in my stomach. I actually can touch it.
Yeah, so gross.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Podcast.
I'm reading an article about how often people shower.
Huh?
And what would you say is
every day.
Every day. So you're in the everyday category.
Oh, of course. I feel disgusting if I go more than 24 hours without showering.
Really, huh?
Yeah. It ruins my day because that's all I think about.
Really?
I shower twice a day.
Maury showers twice a day, he said.
Yeah. I will shower twice a day if I, let's say, go to the gym in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And then when I come home, I'll shower right away.
Although, yeah, I don't shower after spin.
Yeah. See, Maury showers twice a day except after he works out.
Wait, what?
Yeah, because I'm too tired and lazy at that point.
So you're just laying there in your clothes and you're just disgusting bacteria over the place?
Yeah.
In the same underpants that he,
You're one of the grossest human beings I've ever met in my entire life.
They dry on the walk home.
Yeah, they dry. Yeah, because nothing dries underpants quicker than a long walk home after a workout.
That is so gross. Oh my God, dude. You are so dirty.
What would you say the percentage of people is that do shower every day, or at least say that they shower
every day? Very high. I'm going to say at least 87%.
Okay, more?
75%.
Okay, yeah. They say people who said that they shower at least once a day, 55%.
Shouldn't it be 100%?
That seems like a very low number.
34% every 2 days.
Gross. Y'all is nasty.
9%. 9%, which is still a very large number of people, said once or twice a week.
Ah, dirty. Nasty.
And 2% of people said that only when they stink.
That y'all are liars. Liars. That means the stink has to get so bad because you will stink and other people will smell you stink.
Yeah.
But you've probably gotten used to that stink that it doesn't affect you until like it's way late.
But you didn't touch on ages because I remember before I had armpit hair, I would shower every other day.
Oh, sure. Yeah. When you're young, you don't stink and you'd go a couple weeks without showering in the summer.
I'll never forget. It was grade 7 that in elementary school, our teacher, Mr. Dunn, had to have a conversation with the class about body odor. And
oh, really? Huh?
Yeah. Especially the dudes.
Yeah.
Because as young men.
And you don't know.
You don't know. No. But you also start to reek.
Yeah. Like real bad,
around
too.
Like maybe 11, 12 years old.
Yeah, junior high. You start to smell real
and
bad.
And I think that was when I started using deodorant.
Yeah.
And did you ever protest like you didn't want to shower? Like you would protest it?
I never really protested.
I still love showering. Are you kidding?
Finally, before we go with this, do you pee in the shower?
No.
I may have once in a while.
Really? Like what's once in a while?
Listen, once that warm water hits you.
Yeah, there's no.
What are you going to do? Get out and like soak the floor of the.
67% of people.
I'll shower in other people's showers.
You'll shower in other people's showers.
Sorry, I'll pee in other people's showers, but I won't pee
in
mine.
Whose other shower are you showering at? Where are you doing all this showering?
No, but like if
yours?
I'm at my family house or something.
You
or,
shower? Like you go to somebody's
house? I sleep
house
over at my dad's.
For dinner and you shower?
I go sleep over
Hold
at my.
Hold on. You will shower after being invited to somebody else's house, but you won't shower after spin class and then you walk home?
Yeah, after a good sleep, you need a shower.
Right. Okay. So,
wait, sorry. What people are. What?
I know. You invite Maury to dinner. You also got to open your bathroom too, so we can have a nice scrub.
No, so we can have a nice
right?
pee.
Maury, you invite Maury for dinner. He goes in the bathroom, runs a tub. And like, that'll be ready by the time dinner's
Isn't
done.
Isn't that part of the package?
Maury, you have to. Maury comes over for dinner in a soak.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
I'm so ready for spring.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. I put a pair of shorts on last night.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
You in shorts.
Yeah.
Tight black ones?
What do you mean tight black ones? Like, how would tight black shorts, what would they be made out of?
I don't know. What are your tight black pants made out of?
That's a whole different thing. Let's not talk about that. Let's talk specifically. What, do you think I just took tight black pants and turned them into tight black shorts?
Yeah.
Like I'm that
you?
Guy?
Why wouldn't you?
Jeez.
Like,
no.
Like the spandex bike shorts.
No.
Like those.
I used to love those.
Skin tight, man.
I used to love. Man, I used to think that those things were so rock and roll.
Yeah.
Right?
They still are. You sure?
No. No. Do that. Don't try and tell me the spandex are coming back in. Okay,
they are totally.
Don't try and tell me.
I read an article yesterday. I'll forward it to you.
Okay, great. No,
you can run out to Sport Check right after the show and buy them all.
I spent one entire summer because spandex. The only spandex that you could get when I was younger was like the biking ones.
Yeah.
And they all were a version of themselves. They all had the middle part was black and then they had some sort of neon stripe down the side.
Yeah.
Right. Whether it's like neon blue or pink or green
Rock and
or whatever
roll.
It was. Right. But to me, I spent an entire summer trying to find full length from waist to feet. Black spandex because
really?
I thought that was the ultimate thing in rock and roll.
Yeah.
Was just being able to find spandex pants. And they were very difficult to find.
Try now they're everywhere.
Try being a kid in 1988 in Acton trying to find black spandex pants. You couldn't even ask somebody. You just had to like
you get kicked out of the town.
You get kicked out, right? Like it's not something that you could ask around. And you certainly at that time couldn't ask your dad.
Sure. Yeah.
Right.
No. You know, you'd be kicked out of the family at that point.
So I had to sort of try and save my own money because there's no way I could ask my old man for money for a lot of things, but spandex pants was not one of them. Right.
He'd rather you ask him for like money to go buy a six pack so you can underage drink.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Be cool
like,
with that.
There was a lot of wants and a lot of needs. Right. It was always like, do you want that or do you need that? Uh-huh. And you know, and black spandex pants were definitely not in the needs category when the household is on a budget. Right. You know, nobody was going without anything so I could have black spandex pants.
Definitely not in the category of dad needs to know this.
Right, exactly, exactly. But because, and the reason why, and this is where the story gets really interesting and possibly even a little sexy, is is the reason that I wanted black spandex was because I already had the perfect cowboy boots to wear with them.
You can't be serious.
Oh, man.
You can't be serious.
Because that was the ultimate rock and roll look was was black spandex with no undies. Right? With no undies. You couldn't do undies. That was just like, that was weak.
Right? Oh, that was weak.
Yeah.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Maury, come on in here for a sec. And don't be so distracted. You've been so distracted all day today. I just need you for one second.
What are you talking? I'm giving you 1,000% of my attention.
First of all, that's impossible to give somebody 1,000% of your attention.
No, it's not.
Yes,
get
it is.
Right now. No, I'm giving you more. I'm giving you 1,000%. You can totally do that.
Okay. You know what this is like?
Truth.
Forget about everything else we're going to do here. This is truth. No, this is like how infuriating it is for anybody with just common knowledge when they even hear like an athlete say that they're going to go out and give 110%.
That's what it is. They're giving you 100 and then more.
No, maximum output.
Maximum.
Okay. Hold on here. Maximum output, Maury, is 100. You are incapable
Look,
of giving.
I'm going to give you one.
You are incapable of giving more than 100%.
No, I'm not.
100% is maximum output.
No, it's not. No, it's not. You can give always 100 plus more.
No, then that plus more becomes your maximum output, and then you have to recalibrate what you had done the day before.
So which that becomes then, your new 100?
That becomes maybe your 90. Like, if you thought that you were doing 100 one day, you're like, yeah. Oh, man, yeah. I really gave it.
Yeah.
That's 100.
Yeah, I'm at the gym. I'm pumping that iron.
And then the next day you go more? Then the day that you went more becomes your 100, and the day before you have to recalibrate to say, oh, maybe that was just 94.
Yeah.
No, see, you completely lost me on that, but what I'm going to tell you is
I
you
lost
can do it
you on that. That.
What, recalibrate?
Okay.
What the hell does
okay,
that
so,
mean?
Okay, so if you can do.
Reset, man.
Reset.
You have There's no reset. I can give you 1,000 today. I'm going to give you 2,000 tomorrow.
No, okay, then where does it end, though? But where does it end?
It doesn't. It's just constant
so,
giving.
So if somebody says, I'm going to give you 1.2 million percent. Of my
wow,
attention right
that
now.
Is a
do you know
lot
what that
attention.
Is? That's called love.
No, but honestly, like, where does it end? If you say that you can
no,
give
there's
1,000.
No end.
There is an end.
Every day when I wake up, it resets to zero and I decide how much percent I'm going to give you.
No, maximum output, okay? Maximum output is 100. It is beyond your capacity to give 110% athletes, 150%. Anybody else or Maury, 1,000%
of
something.
Yeah, let me correct you on this. 100 is basic. That's your bare minimum. I'm
100
give you
is basic. No, Maury, 0 is bare minimum.
No, 100 is your, that's the expected, right? Like, you expect 100% from me. If I come in and I'm like, oh my God, I gave you 1,000, whoa.
No, you didn't give 1,000. You just gave 100, and then we feel ripped off because the day before you would have just been phoning it in.
Right. That, no, was like no, your 75.
That was like your 75.
No.
Are you not understanding this at
no,
all?
No, yesterday I may have only given you 975%.
No, okay, pause for 1 second. If maximum effort is 100%.
If you say so.
Okay. Okay, I can't even.
What
listen.
Did you want anyway?
I'm just going to tell you look good today.
Oh.
I'm just kidding.
Hold on, we got to take this call, please. Hello, it's Roz and Mocha.
Oh my gosh, come on, I'm on the radio.
You are on the radio. What's your name?
This is like my dream, it's Heather.
What's up, Heather?
Okay, so I need to weigh in on this whole 100% argument.
Yes.
Can we please just look at the semantics of what 100% means? It means out of 100 when you go back to the root of the word. Percenti means out of 100.
Right.
Damn it, Maury.
No, yes. But now I'm saying, fine, 100's out of 100, but 1,000's out of 1,000.
Right.
Yeah, but then don't say percent after.
Don't say percent.
Fine, I'm giving you 100-ness.
But do you not understand like the where it ends? If you say that you can give 110%, right, then where does it end if you just keep going and going and going? Can somebody then give 500%?
It's infinite.
Wow, it's
so,
infinite.
So then why are you only giving us 110?
Yeah.
I didn't. I said I'm giving you 1,000.
But even still, if it's infinite, 1,000 is like super low on that spectrum.
Here's
Thank
how
you.
I gauge it. I can't give you more than 1,000 because I'm not a machine.
Okay, so you think that humans are only capable of 1,000% and machines are then capable of more?
Absolutely.
Okay. So be up. From 1,000 to infinity.
Like, I will give you 1,000%. That's what I'm saying it's worth. To you, my 1,000%, you might be like, eh. But I'm giving you the 1,000.
But why don't you just say 100?
Because I want it to seem like it's a lot.
Oh, now we're getting to the whole thing.
So why not say 5,000?
Right.
No, because that then it's unbelievable.
Okay. Okay. Maury, don't start putting an Instagram filter on math. Okay? Like you do with the rest of your life.
XS Pro Amaro Mayfair.
Set to 1,000%.
Thanks for the call, Heather.
Yeah.
KISS 92.5, Roz and Mocha.
Hey, it's Andrew.
What's up, Andrew?
Hey, I'm just saying, like, I know Roz and Mocha pick it up like 100%, but Mocha's kind of getting like half, where like the maximum any person can do is always 100. You just decide if you're going to get to 100 or not that day, right?
Right.
Yeah, so like Mocha, like you, or sorry, not Mocha.
Maury.
Maury, like you might feel like you're doing 1,000, but it's like your true 100 for that day.
No, I know I'm doing 1,000.
Right?
It's impossible. But what does 1,000?
It does sound like I feel you. It does sound like you're doing way more. So, like, you know, you're winning in that sense. You're right there.
No, I'm giving 1,000. It's like you're supposed to only drive to 100, but we drive to more.
Okay, but do you understand, on a day when you, like today, when you claim that you're giving 1,000, right? If you came in tomorrow and then gave your version of 100, that would be a terrible failure.
That's a sick day.
At that point, I would just rather you stay home.
Right.
Yeah.
So Maury's 100 is homesick.
Where at home, I'm doing 100.
Right.
Thank you, Andrew.
No worries. Take care, guys.
Hey. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
When you fly with Air Transat, you got more than 60 destinations to choose from between down south, Europe, Canada, all over the U.S.
But when you do this, what I love to do is you check out Option Plus. This is where you get all them privileges. Standard seat selection, priority check-in, which is the single greatest bonus when traveling. No line at check-in. This is priority check-in. Priority boarding, priority baggage handling, and you get an extra piece of luggage so you can bring, I don't know, what do you bring on vacation? Extra pair of leather pants.
There you go.
Right.
More tight pants for you to fit.
Yeah, maybe
in
you don't travel like
luggage.
Me, but you get to bring an extra pair of leather pants with you in that luggage.
And of course, the deals don't stop before you get on the plane. They continue when you're on the plane. They'll hook you up with all sorts of goodies. Enhance your Air Transat flight with Option Plus.
And you can learn more about all of this at airtransat.com.
Hello, Kiss 92.5. This is Roz and Mocha.
Hi. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe I got through.
What's going on? Who's this?
This is Ella.
How are you, Ella?
Ella.
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 Hey.
Oh, you guys are so original.
Yeah, I know.
Say S, Chico, Chico. Slappy, slappy, slap.
What was that, Maury?
Isn't that what you do with your hands? Ella, Ella, Ola, quack, 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 say S, Chico, Chico, slap, slap, slap.
What is that from? I said, where is
that? You do that in the playground.
Oh, with what?
With each other's hands.
Who?
Like you and your friends.
Yeah. All right, Ella, what do you want to say?
I just wanted to thank you guys. I've been in treatment for the last 7 months for a particular illness, and I've had to drive like an hour and a half to the hospital every day. And listening to you guys in the morning has made my days so much brighter and so much easier, and I just wanted to thank you.
What kind of treatment, if you don't mind us asking?
It's for a mental illness.
Yeah.
What kind of mental illness?
A not good one.
Yeah, not a good one, huh?
Yeah.
Are you therapy? Are you medicated? Are you, what's going on?
It's therapy.
Therapy, okay. And how are you?
I'm doing a lot better. So I've been in treatment for 7 months, and today is my very last day.
Oh,
congratulations.
Hey, that's amazing. I was going to say, because you sound fantastic right now, Ella.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm really happy, and I'm really excited, so that helps.
So right. What is your what's your commute time like? Because you said you travel like an hour and a half.
From Hamilton to Mississauga.
Oh, okay. Ooh. Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a pretty crazy drive.
Yeah. Well, congratulations. Yeah. We'd like to do something nice for you. If Maury sings to you again, is there a chance of relapse, or are you okay?
If he sings me, I promise you I will never, ever relapse. I promise.
Okay, Maury, go ahead.
Ella, Ella, Ola, quack, 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 say S, Chico, Chico, slap, slap, slap.
Hey, Ella, what's your favorite song right now?
What's my favorite song right now? Oh, the weekend, the one that he did for Black Panther. I don't remember what it's called.
Oh, Pray For Me. I freaking love that song.
Love that song.
All right, well, we're going to play it just for you, Ella.
Thank you so much.
Love you lots. Welcome. Thank you for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show.
I love you so much. Love you, I love you, I love you.
Oh, wait, who do you love more, though? Roz or Mocha?
Oh, God. No, I was hoping you wouldn't ask me this.
Yeah. Well, not too bad.
Mocha.
Oh.
Woo! Finally! Oh, my God. Yeah. I didn't think I was going to get a win at all for a real long time.
Obviously, somebody needs a couple extra weeks in therapy.
Hey! Dude! Thanks, Ella.
Oh, my God. I love you guys.
Hello, Roz and Mocha. Who's this?
It's Vanessa. Good morning.
Good morning, Vanessa.
I know he, doesn't really know lyrics that well.
Vanessa, hang tight one sec. Maury, the song, the schoolyard song that you sang earlier, please.
Yes. Ella, Ella, Ola, quack, 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 say S, Chico, Chico, slap, slap, slap.
Okay. And so what was Maury doing wrong?
It's Stella, Ella, Ola.
Yeah.
He got the quack, quack, quack.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's yes, Chico, 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 quack, quack.
Okay, so you sing it.
Yeah,
then,
you
Vanessa?
Do it.
Sala, ala, ola, quack, 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 say yes, Chico, 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 quack, quack.
So why was I singing slap, slap, slap?
And then it goes what?
Quack, 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 and then it goes,
Velo.
That's when it overflows. One, two, three, and then whoever gets 10 gets slapped.
Oh, that's why I'm sorry.
There is a slap.
There is, but at the end, you have to count to 10, and then they get slapped.
Oh, is this?
I don't know who gets slapped 3 times. Slap, 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 slap.
I think I played a different version where you literally just slap, slap, slap.
Right. Is this just a way that? Was this just like a fun, creative way that kids just used to hit you in school, Maury?
Well, it passes the time.
It passes the time.
Okay, well, for us, it was a hand game. It was kind of like a patty cake.
That's right. Yeah, that's what I thought.
You play in a circle, and everybody goes, and then the last person that's about to get 10, you hit them on the hand. I don't know about Maury, but...
So, Maury, your version again?
Ella, Ella, Ola, quack, 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 say S, Chico, Chico, slap, slap, slap.
When I heard it, I was like, well, that's a little aggressive.
Hey, Vanessa, love you lots. Thank you very much for calling in today.
Thank you.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
So Sir Elton John on the Brit Awards.
New artist, right?
Yeah, new artist. Yeah. He was there via satellite introducing, talking about Ed Sheeran.
Okay.
Who they've known each other forever, I guess. And I think that Ed Sheeran signed to Elton John's record label. But Elton John, one of those people that nobody's ever going to tell him that he's ever doing anything wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And so I truly believe that forever, Elton John has been pronouncing Ed Sheeran's name wrong. So listen to this. Listen to this.
And I'm so sorry I can't be there in person, but I couldn't miss the opportunity to talk about one of my dear friends. From the very first time I heard Ed Sheeran, I knew he'd be a huge star across the world.
Oh, right? Ed Sheeran.
Yeah. You know, but it's Elton John. So if you meet Elton John and somebody's like, hey, Sir Elton, this is Ed Sheeran. And Elton John goes, oh, Ed Sheeran, very good to meet you. Nobody will go, no, sir, it's Sheeran. Nobody will ever say that to somebody like Elton John.
I'm sure in that room when he was filming his pre-recorded via satellite to Ed Sheeran, there were multiple people in that room who could have said, hey, Elton, do you mind if we just do one more take?
No.
And could you, just for this one,
and then
we'll see what it looks like. Can you just say Ed Sheeran instead of Sheeran?
I know. And then you have to play dumb. Elton, I think it's, you're probably right that it is Sheeran, but I think maybe I heard somebody say Sheeran one time. So maybe just in case that person who's nuts, obviously, who says Sheeran, maybe just do that one time.
If you don't mind, please.
But pronouncing names is not the sort of tricky thing. Maury, come on in here for a second. The tricky one are the names that you pronounce quite frequently, but are very difficult to spell.
Okay.
So,
Maury trying to be discreet with that piece of paper that we clearly heard you pull out.
And I've had a hard time with some of these too. I've had a hard time with some of these too in life. Maury, good morning, by the way.
Yes.
Spell Chloe.
K-L-O-E-Y?
Excuse me?
K-L-O-E-Y.
No, not the Kardashian stupid way. Spell the conventional way of spelling Chloe.
C-L-O-E-Y.
No.
Chloe. C-H-L-O-E-Y.
No.
O-E-Y is in there?
Okay, try again.
Chloe. C-L-O-E.
No.
Cole?
C-L. And I went to a restaurant called Chloe. C-L. Chloe.
C-H-L-O-E, Chloe. C-H-L-O-E, Chloe. Maury, spell Siobhan.
C-S-H-I-V, C-H-I-V-O, S-H-I.
This is a weird one. This is a weird one because I worked with a woman named Siobhan and I saw her name on emails before I actually met her in real life kind of thing.
Can you sound it out?
Yeah. Sound it out.
Can
you sound it out? Yes, Maury. I will sound it out for you. Okay.
Yeah.
Siobhan.
Oh, S-I-O-B-O-E-N. S-C-H.
No, Siobhan is actually spelled S-I-O-B-H-A-N. Siobhan.
It really ain't.
I went to college with a girl named Siobhan.
Did you? Yeah.
It's spelled Sioban.
Yeah, Sioban. Yeah, right? That's how you spell Siobhan. Huh. A very popular character. We should all know how to spell Hermione, right, Maury?
Yes, we should.
Yes.
The question is, can we?
question is, can you?
H-E-R-M-I-N-E-Y.
No, incorrect.
Oh. H-E.
You can't do it like that.
H-E-R-M-I-M-Y.
What's laughing at that?
Okay, Maury. H-E-R-M-O-I-N-E.
The well, word, getting to the O.
Finally, before we go, the one word I still have, there's two words that I've always had a very difficult time spelling. One of them makes me feel terrible about myself, which is anytime I write the word genius, I always get the red line underneath it, which just goes to prove that I am not a genius. But the word that always screws me up, consistently has screwed me up my entire life, is the word rhythm.
Oh. Okay, rhythm.
Yes.
Like rhyme. R H T H R.
Start from the beginning.
R H Y M E.
Rhyme?
Oh,
rhyme. Rhythm is the word.
R H.
Also, rhythm is a dancer.
True say.
R H I R H I.
You started having a stroke in the middle of spelling the word. One more time. Try one more time. One more time.
Last time.
R H rhythm.
R H Y T H M.
Oh, so close.
Hey. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hello.
Where's this story from? The top 10 skills that every dad needs.
Oh, that there is from Ask Man.
Ask Man.
Ask Man.
Ask Man.
We all doing searching on Ask Man.
I thought it was something else.
on a work computer. IT going to be coming after you real quick.
So they put together, I guess, the Ask Man. And they put together a list of the things uh-huh. that every dad needs.
Okay, so
to know.
So clearly, this article was written in, by somebody from Scarborough.
Yeah,
the tings dads.
Okay,
need.
You chime in here, Mocha, if you got these tings.
Okay,
because you are in fact a new dad.
Yes, sir.
Maury, nothing preventing you from becoming a dad, so feel free to chime in as well.
True, there is nothing.
Okay. Except for Matthew won't even let you have a puppy, so I don't know how that would work out.
That is correct.
That is correct. Okay, so they say that all the things that a good dad, skills that a good dad needs.
Okay.
Tying shoelaces. Maury?
Oh, I can do my own.
There you go. Okay.
But a lot of the shoes that you wear have no laces.
Because I have no time for that.
Right. Grilling. They
like,
say.
Like, you know, getting an answer out of someone?
No.
not that.
No, not that. Grilling, like working the grill.
Oh, I am quite good at that. I know how to do a steak. 20 minutes in the oven.
Yeah.
Okay. Gross.
No is the answer. No. I'm going to say that. Setting up the TV.
Oh.
That I can do.
Okay. Yeah, I will agree with you on that, Maury. You seem pretty good at that. Remembering everything that the family needs to take with them when they're leaving the house.
Nope.
No.
No, I'll fail at that.
You fail at that?
Yeah. We'll leave the house and my, I'll just be like, did you grab the diaper bag?
Yeah.
I should be like, of course I did. Did you not remember? No.
No?
Uh-uh.
Oh, see, I'm the guy that packs the car when we have to go and do stuff.
Oh.
Always.
I see you with like a checklist and a pen and everything.
Yeah, I wake up first thing in the morning. I pack the car even before the girls are out of bed.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you lay up?
Like my, yeah.
Listen, man, that's like my dad, Vern.
Yeah.
Whatever your flight time is, he's at that Pearson Airport like 4 hours early.
Yeah.
Do you lay out your clothes like a week in advance?
A week in advance? No, that's like, I'll never forget this. Maury had to travel for the show like one time. He was going to do an awards show or something like this. And his flight was on a Friday. And I remember at Monday, I was like, hey, can I get you to do this thing tonight? He's like, I'm so busy. I'm like, what do you mean that you're so busy? And he's like, well, I got to pack. And I'm like, you got to pack? And he's like, yeah,
days.
I got to pack. And I'm like, your flight is Friday. It's Monday. Maury and Matthew, if they leave somewhere, they pack a week early.
I know a couple who's like that as well.
That is crazy to me.
And they will have like the suitcase open and everything.
Yeah, no.
With everything that they need for the trip, literally a week before.
Yeah.
All beside the luggage.
Yeah, you got to count out your undies.
Okay, continuing on the list of all the things that a good dad needs
to
know. Keeping secrets. Putting up a tent.
Nope.
Oh, wait, no, I don't know how to do that.
Oh, wow. Undoing tough knots.
Oh, yeah.
No.
You just got to be patient.
Fixing a bike.
I don't even own a bike.
Being a safe driver.
Ding.
Okay, Maury.
Right.
And being able to stay calm during arguments.
Nope.
Definitely not.
Some of the things that just missed the list are blowing up lots of balloons, fixing the internet, setting up toys, taking good family pictures, throwing a football, telling bad jokes.
Oh, I'm good at that.
Okay. And and lighting a fire. I would say intentionally lighting a fire, Maury.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
The sexiest accents in the world. Come on in here, Maury, please. Our expert accenter. This list comes out every year, and every year tastes change.
Really?
As far as what people perceive to be the sexiest accent.
French on there?
French is number two. Maury,
oh, really?
What's going to be our control sentence here? What can you say over and over again?
Roz is sexy.
No. A sentence of like...
Oh, peanut butter and jam.
No, a sentence.
No, man.
A sentence. Like, say...
I left the house this morning and it was raining.
There you go. Okay. I left the house this morning and it was raining. Okay.
So sexy.
Brazilian, which I guess would be the Portuguese accent, right?
But let me clarify something.
Yes.
You're not saying it in Portuguese or Brazilian. You're saying English with that accent.
Yes, correct. Okay. It's accents.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, it's not the language. It's not the sexiest language.
No,
it's the
accents.
Sexiest accents okay. in the world.
Yes.
Okay.
I left the house this morning and it was raining.
Okay, so that's...
What is that?
That's Portuguese?
Brazilian.
Okay. Yeah.
Do it again.
I left for the house this morning. It was raining.
Okay.
Don't forget, I'm married to a pork chop.
Yeah, okay. And then American is number eight on the list.
I left the house this morning. It was raining.
Solid accenting. That's solid accenting. Number seven is Australian.
I left the house this morning. It was raining.
One more time for Australian. Pause. Keep going. Okay.
Koala, koala. I left the house this morning. It was raining.
Slow it down just a little bit.
I left the house this morning. It was raining. A little tongue twang.
Okay. Scottish at number six.
I left the house this morning. It was raining.
Why did you sound like Bubbles? Okay. The Trailer Park Boys just now.
Okay. Try Scottish one more time. Slow it down a little bit.
I left the house this morning. It was raining.
Okay. Spanish accent at number five.
I left the house this morning. It was raining.
Irish at number four.
Oh, that's tough.
Oh, that one's tough.
Irish at number four.
I left the house this morning. It was raining. Yeah. Yes, that's perfect.
Okay, try one more time.
I left the house this morning. It was raining.
Okay, why did you start house with a TH?
They call it something different over there?
Okay,
they call it
again?
A house?
Okay, go try again.
I left the house this morning. It was raining.
Okay, Italian. Try Italian for me more.
I left the house this morning. It was raining.
Okay.
French. Like
yeah. French is at number two.
Oh, me left the house this morning. It was raining.
That's French?
That's French?
Montreal French.
No, no. English at number one, the English accent.
I left the house this morning. It
no,
was
no, 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 no. Like English from like England.
I thought you meant like English as in Canadian.
No. That would be the Canadian accent. Not on the list.
English.
Yeah.
I left the house this morning. It was raining.
And all the way down at number 10 on the list is Japanese.
No.
Why?
No, I will not.
Why can you not do an Asian accent? That's what I don't
then
understand.
Then it's just crossing
the
line.
But why is that perceived as racist when you can do Spanish, you can do Irish?
Because the others aren't really races.
Well, no.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Those are more like places.
No. But it's a different language. Why can you do a Brazilian accent speaking English, but yet when you do Japanese, you're perceived as being racist? Like, I agree with Maury. It's very difficult.
Yeah.
It's shaky ground to do any sort of Asian accent.
And we're best to just step away.
But here's the thing is, okay, you can do Spanish, right? That is a different language. We're putting an English accent on that particular sort of mother language, right?
Sure.
Why is it perceived as being racist to do any sort of Asian accent? I'm with you on
I'll
this.
I'll do it
more.
In Jamaican.
No, see, that's what I mean, right? Jamaican. Okay, do Jamaican. Not on the list, but do Jamaican.
Hey, left the house this morning. It was raining.
Right. Now try Japanese.
I will not.
Right.
Hey, what do you want to say?
I was wondering if Maury could do a Filipino accent.
Are you Filipino?
Yes.
Yeah, you are.
What's your name?
Paolo.
What do you know about the Philippines, Maury?
Sexy men.
Okay. Are you sexy, Paolo?
Of course.
Yeah.
I know a Filipino guy named Clayton. Very attractive.
That doesn't sound like a very Filipino name to me.
Not at all.
No.
Is he like half white or?
I don't know if he's. I don't know him that well.
Okay.
Maury's just making up stories.
He's just making up stories now. Okay, Maury.
Same sentence, or did we do a different one?
Yeah. What was the first sentence that you said?
I left the house this morning. It was raining.
I left the house this morning. It was raining. Paolo, would you mind saying I left the house this morning? It was raining. In your best Filipino accent.
No, please. I don't want Paolo to say it yet.
I think Maury should say it
because
if he
first.
Says it, it's going to taint the bucket.
Okay, so Maury, you go first, and then Paolo, you go first. Or you go second. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So Maury, go ahead.
I left for the house this morning. It was raining.
What the hell was that?
He asked for a Filipino accent. That is what I gave him.
That is not Filipino. Do it one more time, Maury.
I left for the house this morning. It was raining.
That sounds like a mix of Jamaican and Irish and Swedish.
Which is Filipino.
Okay, Paolo, go ahead.
I left the house this morning. It was raining.
How is that any different than what I did? Wow.
Completely.
Okay. Maury, go. Maury's actually closer than what I thought he was. Maury, go ahead.
I left the house this morning. It was raining.
Paolo?
I left the house this morning. It was raining.
It's like looking in a mirror.
Wow, because it's funny. Mocha, you described Maury's Filipino accent as half Jamaican, half Irish, but I'm listening to Paolo's accent, who is Filipino, and it sounds half Jamaican, half Irish. Go ahead. Say it again, Paolo.
I left the house this morning. It was raining.
Okay, Maury, go ahead.
I left the house this morning. It was raining.
Right.
Because, I mean, the
Not
Philippines.
That far off. Maybe the Filipino accent is your one,
because where
Maury?
Is the Philippines are close to both.
Are close to where?
The Jamaica and Ireland.
Yes, they are. Right in the middle, Maury.
Paolo, thanks so much, bro.
Thank you.
Later, dude.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show
podcast.
Hello, Kiss 92.5. It's Roz and Mocha.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I got through. I just have a question for you guys.
Okay.
Have you ever was on Instagram and you incidentally followed someone and then you quickly unfollowed them hoping they didn't get the notification?
Yes, I have. And they did get the notification.
Oh, no.
And you want to know what's so funny? I have the screenshot that Roz followed me on Instagram and quickly unfollowed me.
Oh, no!
Yeah.
And what's even funnier is because it was like the day I followed him.
Uh-huh.
Because I like binge watched all your podcasts. I love you guys.
Yeah, you listen then, to all every single episode.
I'm stuck on 6 and I'm going backwards.
What's your name?
Stacy.
Okay, so Stacy. So you hit follow on Roz's Instagram at Roz Weston.
Yeah.
And he got the notification and probably like accidentally hit follow on your account.
Mm-hmm.
And then quickly unfollowed.
Yeah. And I was all fangirling. So he screenshotted it and then I went on Instagram and then he unfollowed.
Yeah. Okay. So can I just explain to you a couple things here, right? So the reason that this happened, because I specifically remember it happening, my phone was, I was updating a bunch of apps at the time and my phone was just sort of sluggish, right? And I was just literally just trying to swipe through things.
Sure.
And as I was swiping, my screen wasn't moving.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm swiping. And then I swiped and I realized that as I was swiping, when my screen was appearing to not moving, what I was doing was actually hitting follow on a bunch of accounts.
Oh, so it wasn't just Stacy's account,
right? Well, no, it was two. It was Stacy's account and then somebody else's account, but it was somebody else's account that I was following and I hit unfollow and then follow and then unfollow.
Oh,
right?
No.
Yeah.
The phone was blowing up.
Yeah, it was blowing up. But here's the thing is that I only use Instagram for very sort of specific personal things. And I follow a lot of architects and I follow a lot of interior decorators and I follow a lot of modern house designs and I follow just stuff like that. I don't follow just regular sort of people that I don't know. If you look at my Instagram, I follow very few people on Instagram.
Sure.
Right. And so please don't take it personally. But what I do
oh, no,
is this.
No, definitely not. I just thought it was funny. And like knowing you and your personality, I would just love to call you out.
Right.
Side note, you just said doo-doo.
Okay. Thank you. Like, but what I do is this, is that what, is that if somebody on Instagram, if they like one of my pictures, what I will normally do is I immediately go to their profile and I go through and I take a good look through their profile and I get to sort of know who they are and everything else. And I will always just immediately like a couple pictures back.
Sure.
Right?
Oh, that's fair.
But sometimes it's very difficult because a lot of people that follow, like I can't like a bikini shot.
Right.
If there is,
and some accounts only have bikini shots.
Right. And if there is, and you can't go too deep because you don't want to look like you're going into the archives and you spent way too much time on their profile.
What are you doing liking a picture from 67 weeks ago?
Thank you. And also, if there is a picture, if there's like six pictures and three of them are of that woman and a guy and three of them are of the woman alone, I feel obligated to like one of the pictures of the girl with the guy so I don't look like I avoided the picture of the girl with the guy.
Right.
Right? You have to understand how stressful Instagram is for me.
It really is.
Right?
Oh, man.
But yeah, and another thing is you mentioned me and I was super fangirling again.
When? Who did?
On his photo, because I was telling Maury how much I love him.
You were telling,
and he's like, I'm going to delete all these comments.
Oh, that was you, huh?
That was me.
Yeah.
So are you following everybody, Stacey?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. All at right. Mocha Frapp, MochaFrap at Kiss925, KISS925. And that is really it.
Yep.
Hold on. There you are, Stacey.
I see
you.
And Maury and Matthew.
I see you. Yeah. You're the one I accidentally followed and then unfollowed. You're right.
Yep, that was me.
Yeah.
You should do it again just for fun. Hey, Stacey, thank you so much for the phone call today.
No problem.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that, Stacey.
No, don't be sorry.
Have a great weekend. Oh, before we let you go, between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite?
I'm going to have to say Roz.
Okay, later.
Even after all that.
Bye.
Here we go.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Beyonce is helping Elton John write the music for the Lion King movie.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, which I'm actually super into.
Isn't Beyonce like one of the voices?
She is, yes.
In the new movie as well?
Yes, she is.
So good.
So that's, yes, it's one reason why it makes perfect sense. But also, I think it's just fantastic that Elton John and Beyonce are writing music together. I think that'll be great. You know, I've never seen The Lion King.
At all?
At all. No.
Hold on, what?
No, I've never seen The Lion King.
Why?
No, I just never have.
Wait, when did Lion King, the original, come out?
19,
because you would have been...
1996?
Yeah, I was a man.
You're still a grown-ass adult, so what are you doing watching a kid's movie,
It's one
right?
of the greatest movies of all time.
Yeah, I know you're a huge fan, Maury. It makes you cry.
Because it's about the relationship of a father and a son.
Right.
And the struggles therein.
Right.
Well, no, because dad dies, like, mad early in the movie. And then the kid's left alone.
Right. Life.
That's life.
He's got to escape from his evil uncle.
What's the song that makes you cry, Maury?
Oh my God. Circle of Life.
Right.
Circle of Life? That one?
Yeah. That's the one. Why does that one make you cry?
It reminds me of the time when I was on a youth group trip and I was sitting in the basement while all the other kids were sleeping and being friends with each other. And I was, you know, just sitting there. I couldn't sleep. And I'm like, oh man, I just wish I had some friends. No, not this one, the one from the movie.
This is Circle of Life.
No, but there's another one like...
No, that's
something else.
That's something else.
That's Can You Feel the Love Tonight.
Bring that one up.
Oh, man.
You don't even know your songs that make you sad?
So it's not Circle of Life. It's the...
that one. And when I went to the stage play...
This one?
Yeah. Even when the play began, I started crying.
Really, huh?
I don't know what it is about, like, that play.
So, but why does Lion King hit you so much in, like, in the heart when it comes to when you were young?
It just because it's just a love of relationships between a father and a son.
But was it at the time when you saw it, maybe?
It's
you were going through
coming
some
of
stuff?
Age.
No, it's not a coming of age. Completely about a father and son and just how the father tried to teach the kid, you know, strength and how to be a man.
Did your dad teach that to you or no?
I mean, he did his best.
Yeah.
I mean, he gave up on me when I wouldn't do math.
Right.
Oh.
But is it your?
Even listening, just to be with you.
But you seem very conflicted here. You seem like you got a lot going on, because at one second you're saying that it's because you were alone at camp with no friends. And then the next part is that you're talking about your dad. So
it's all in the same stew of emotions.
So is it because your dad just left you at camp and forgot about you? And then that's when you had no friends and you actually blame your father for it? Or
No, I don't blame him for it. I just think that...
But you hold it against him.
I think it's while I was sitting in the basement, I missed
that
my
maybe,
dad.
That maybe he would ship
now
you
you're
off
in
to...
the basement?
That no, maybe he would ship you off to camp.
He did,
and
for
then,
like 6 weeks.
And then you... And then just for complete disregard for the fact that maybe he didn't know that you were going through some stuff at camp and you weren't making friends and maybe he didn't notice and you sort of blame your dad for that hurt.
I do now.
I can't even laugh.
Could that be it or no?
I think you're hitting on something.
That's what she said. I can't laugh.
If you and I were in Camp Mori, I would be your friend.
Would you?
Guys, this is like really sad right now. I can't.
What would you... Hold on, I need to... Before I could be your friend in camp,
like
let's see.
Like bunk buddies?
What's that?
Bunk buddies?
Like what buddies? Excuse me, Mori? Did Mocha have to just bleep that?
No, he said bunk.
Oh.
Bunk buddies. Yeah, Mori's eyes lit up.
Yeah, and then now, so suddenly having no friends is starting to all make sense. If that's the way you try and get friends.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show.
Podcast. Hi, Kiss 92.5, Roz and Mocha.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, take us off speakerphone, please.
Okay. Hello?
Yeah.
Hi, take us off speakerphone.
Oh, sorry. Did it work?
No. You're take us off speakerphone.
There we go.
No, we're still on speakerphone.
I don't know.
Noah!
Take us off speaker, Holmes.
Did it work again?
No. Hit the speaker
button. Pick up the phone.
I'm trying to. I can't.
No.
Why?
Hit the speaker button. You got your phone? Look at your phone.
No, I'm pressing it.
Okay, no, you're not pressing anything.
I am.
No, you're not. Where are you right now? Why? You sound like you're in the bathroom.
He is pressing it.
Okay, what can we do for you?
All right, yeah, I'm over there. I don't know. We just called.
To do what?
Well, okay, because the Roz and Mocha Show, you had the, where we talk, we could be on the radio and say who was our favorite.
Oh, okay. Okay, what is your name, young man?
Noah,
between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite?
I would have to say Mocha.
Oh, okay, great.
Who else is there?
My brother.
What's your brother's name?
Jacob.
Between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite?
Mocha.
Okay, cool.
Oh, that's great.
Anybody else there?
No.
Okay,
no.
Hey, Noah.
Yeah.
Jacob's my favorite, by the way.
I'm sorry, it doesn't work.
Yeah, uh-huh. All right. How old are you?
11.
11. You got a phone?
Oh, no. It's our home phone.
Oh, it's the home phone.
Where's your parents?
They're upstairs getting ready for work.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Would they get mad if they knew that you were on the phone with Roz and Mocha right now when you should be getting ready for school?
I don't think so.
Which means yes.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Be good. We got to go.
Okay.
All right. Later.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Podcast.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
That thing got a Hemi.
You don't even know what you're talking about.
Remember those truck commercials?
Yeah.
Like, that thing got a Hemi.
What kind of car is that?
This one?
Yeah, it's a sad sounding car.
Probably a Yaris. Or Prius. No, Prius is way quieter.
Prius that makes no noise. They scare people on bicycles.
This is the sound of a Prius. Ready?
Yeah. Exactly. There we go.
That's the Hemi.
Yeah. As we know, the Canadian International Auto Show is happening right now. All the auto shows have been going on all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And damn it, Mori went down to talk to some people about cars.
Damn it, Mori, by the way, our car expert.
Yes, it's true.
Ford crying out loud, we're at the auto show. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Yourself?
Amazing. So what are we standing in front of here?
The Ford Explorer.
Oh, fabulous car. What sound do you think this car makes?
Vroom.
That's it? Oh, you just think it drives around the road going vroom? So we're looking at the fastest car in the world. Can you say the name of that car?
Koenigsegg.
What sound do you think that car would make?
Meow.
All right, what kind of car are we standing in front of?
A Tesla.
Okay, what sound do you think this car makes?
It doesn't, because it's...
No, you give me a sound. We're standing in front of the Lotuses?
Yes, we are.
What sound do you think the Lotus makes?
I think that sounds like a Lotus, doesn't it?
All right, what are we standing in front of?
Dodge Ram.
How many are there?
Three.
Oh, nice pickup line. Okay, question for you. Sorry to ram the mic into your face, by the way. What sound would this car make?
What sound would this car make? Something like that, like a growl.
All right, so what are we standing in front of right now?
Looks like Darth Vader to me.
How cool is this car?
That's a cool-ass car.
What sound would this car make? You don't think it would sound like Darth Vader, though?
Yeah.
You better be careful. This engine is hot.
Very hot.
Standing in front of what is this?
It's Maserati Quattro.
Maserati, fabulous car. What sound do you think this makes when it's on the road?
An unbelievable sound.
Let's hear it.
I can't do more than that. I'll fall over.
How beautiful is this? What is this?
1938 Alfa Romeo.
What sound do you think this car made when it used to drive down the road?
It's a 1925 Rolls-Royce Silver Cloud.
Can you imagine that driving down the road? What sound would that make?
I don't know, man, something like that. How about that?
All right, dude, I think we had enough fun here at the auto show. Would somebody please get me out of here?
Somebody please get me out of here.
Miata?
That is a Mazda. A Mazda Miata, two doors. Yeah,
just looking for you to laugh.
Hello, go ahead.
I wanted to hear the sound of how he makes the sound of a vet. But of a Chevette.
Oh, okay. Who, Maury? Maury, what do you know about a Chevette, Maury?
I thought she meant like a Corvette, but I think she means like a crappy car.
Do they even make Chevettes anymore?
I don't know.
So Maury, first of all, make the sound of a Corvette.
Okay.
Okay. Now
that
make
was
the,
good.
Yeah, and now make the sound of a Chevette.
Why do both sounds that you make of these cars sound exactly like when you're eating food?
So Corvette one more time. And now Chevette one more time.
Ow.
And Chevettes, by the way, they were just like little tiny hatchbacks, yeah, right?
It's like it was like a Le Car.
No, oh it was God, like goodness. It was like the Yaris of the day, right? Yeah.
So, like a good car.
Yeah. Like
oh
they're good.
Yeah, more like a good car.
Yeah. Yeah. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast. When's the last time you worked out?
Oh, God. Oh, Saturday.
Did you?
Yeah. But I haven't been to the gym as often as I had before Jenna had the baby.
No.
I was racking like
I know you were.
four days a week.
Yeah.
And now... It's and we only recently started going back to the gym.
Really, yeah?
In the past, like, 3 weeks. Yeah. We're going just on Saturdays.
I was looking at my body last night. I'm not that happy with it.
I love your body.
Yeah. Really? Yeah, I don't know.
I feel you, bro. I'm not happy with mine either.
Yeah.
That's why I'm wearing big sweaters now.
Yeah, me too. I'm a sweater and a jacket now.
Yeah.
And it's not like I'm not overweight or anything like that. I'm just not happy. Like, and I don't know what point it was in my life, but at some point in my life, and I think most grown-ups, adults, realize this, but I at some point my body just gave up on me.
Yeah,
right. Like my body went into neutral. Right, like
yes.
It's yeah. It
I
just,
was gonna
it
say
just,
it slowed
yeah,
down.
Yeah, it just went into neutral.
Sure,
like everything on my body just looks like it's on break.
But
right,
but there's nothing preventing you right now because there's nothing preventing you right now from getting out of neutral into drive.
Yes, there is.
What?
The will to do that.
Why aren't you coming with me to my new class?
I don't think you understand. I don't want to work out. I just wish I was naturally
okay,
gifted.
Well, then I can't help you out.
But
bro.
The idea of all the new classes, I can't do that. Like I still, you know me, I still pay for a gym membership. I haven't been in 9 years.
Why don't you come with me to my new class?
What's your new class?
Gay and Fabulous.
No, that's not going to happen. What's your old class? Maury joined a cult. You know that Maury's his cycling thing that he goes to? It's very cultish. It's very cultish.
Well,
mean?
I.
Here's the thing. If you do well, Ty, I go to SoulCycle, Ty will let you blow out the candle.
Yeah, like there's a whole candle
and
ceremony
for the last
at the end of it.
Several weeks, I've not gotten the chance to blow out the candle. And I try so hard to stand out.
Okay, hold on here. First of all, you're on these bikes and they turn all the lights down in the joint, right? And then they light a candle.
Lights over him.
Yeah. And when, because he's like this sort of deity kind of guy and you're there worshiping him with your sweat. Right.
You make it sound so fun.
Yeah, cults are great.
Okay.
And then there's a candle.
Yeah.
And they bring the candle around. And explain to Mocha how you blow out this candle.
Okay, so if you do well,
yes,
Ty will put the candle below your wheel. And you have to spin super fast so that the wind from your wheel blows out the candle.
Yeah.
But I get upset because all I want to do is blow out this candle.
Yeah.
And I go every weekend. I try so hard.
Yeah.
And I haven't had the chance to blow out the candle.
And Maury's so upset. Like, he's so upset when he goes after a workout. He's so upset. Because
what's the point if you can't blow out the candle?
Because he didn't get to please their master. He didn't get to please the master by blowing out his candle. He hasn't been given that opportunity yet with his tire wind. Right? Like this
That's
weird. Okay, and so you ask me why my body's a mess? That's why my body's a mess. Because I ain't getting involved in something like that.
That's weird.
And he calls it going to Thailand.
Right. Oh, yeah, there you go.
Oh, my God.
Right? That's working out in 2018, man. That's working out in 2018.
Wow.
But if you got to blow out the candle, wouldn't you leave class happy?
I wouldn't even be in there. No, man. I would walk into that joint and be like, there's some weird stuff going on in here, man.
911, you got to check this place out.
Here we go.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hello, Kiss 92.5, Roz and Mocha.
Hi, Roz and Mocha. It's Marco Longo calling. How are you?
Who?
Marco calling.
Marco, what up?
Not much. How are you this fine morning?
Doing great. What's your last name, Marco? I knew a Marco that lived across the street from me when I was a kid.
Longo.
Longo?
Yes, like the grocery store.
Marco.
Polo?
No,
I haven't heard that one before.
You're supposed to say Longo.
Supposed to say Longo, you dope.
What's going on, dude?
Just thought I'd call in, say hello. I've listened to you guys for like probably 9 to 8 years. I don't know, somewhere in that range.
We've been on the radio for more than 8 years now.
Okay, so yeah, I've been listening to you guys since grade 11.
Oh, damn.
You're going to kill me, dude.
And,
don't tell me you're growing up. You're like married with kids now.
No. I'm single.
Okay.
Loser.
Wow.
Hey. Wow. Harsh, dude.
Come on, man. So you started listening to us in grade 11, and then what? You went off to college or no?
Actually, I graduated college 3 years ago.
Oh, God.
Okay. Yeah.
And now what do you do? You got like a full-time job? You're like a proper grown-up now?
More or less.
Oh, God.
Well, as proper as I can be. How does that sound?
Oh, okay. Right, what do you do for a living?
I'm an estimator at a mechanical company.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Wow. What does that mean?
It means that I get to tell people how much things cost.
Well, that seems like a really cool job.
Yes, it's relatively new. But it's been fun.
What kind of things?
What kind of things?
Sorry, what do you mean?
Like somebody walks in, they go, "How much is that?" And you go, $250.
Yeah, basically. I mean, it obviously is a lot more professional than that.
Why not just put a sticker on things?
No, but you
just cut
for,
out the
you
middle
said for like a mechanical company. So what kind of items are people bringing in for you to then give an estimate on?
Okay, well, in my particular division, I do sheet metal. So like furnace, air conditioning, and stuff like that.
Sounds like you want a pawn shop. Do you want a pawn shop?
Not at the moment.
Okay. That seems to me like when
someone will bring in like an old furnace and be like, "How much is this worth?"
No, it would be for new stuff.
Oh, for brand new stuff.
Like, yes.
Here's all these sheets of sheet metal. How much is it worth and how many like furnaces can I make out of it?
Right. And what would it take to install it like in your house or in a factory or something?
Oh, okay.
How do you even fall into this job? What did you have before you had this job?
I was at a carpentry place. I was doing like drafting.
You know, I want to be a carpenter, right?
Now I do.
Yeah. That's my dream.
Okay. Interesting.
I want to make stuff out of wood.
Nice.
Yeah. I used to do that. I used to do that a lot. And then I just stopped. It's one of those things that you did when you were a kid and then you stop and then you just stop when you're grown.
Do you have
Maury's looking at me like, "Right, I'm talking about something else." I'm not talking about that, Maury.
Do you have something in your mind that Like, is a goal for you to build one day?
Me?
Yeah.
Yes, a house.
Yeah?
Yeah.
A full-out house.
Full house.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are you taking requests?
Requests on what? My house?
No, like if somebody needs something woody made, would you do it?
No. I'm not like going to be, I don't want to be a carpenter for hire. I don't want to go and fix your baseboards.
No, but if I wanted a bookshelf or a cabinet made, you're learning, getting.
Go to IKEA.
Go to IKEA, man.
Yeah, but I feel like yours would be better quality.
No, he would just get all his materials at IKEA.
Yeah, I would go and build you an IKEA bookshelf and deliver it and charge you twice.
But you said you wanted to be a carpenter. I'm giving you work. Man. Do you know how to do wainscoting?
Wainscoting?
You know, wainscoting?
You mean wainscoting? I would even give you wainscoting because some people say that. But I've never heard wainscoting.
Wainscoting?
Everyone says it so quick. I don't know what they're saying.
Hey, Marco, thanks very much for calling in today, brother. We really appreciate it. And you've been listening for 8+ years. So we're going to ask you, after listening for 8+ years, the same question we ask to every single person that calls into the Roz and Mocha Show. Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
I think of you guys like a volleyball team, if that makes any sense. But let me explain really quick. I feel like, you know, Maury takes the bump.
Yeah.
Okay. Then Mocha comes in with the volley and sets up Roz for the spike.
Okay.
And by saying that, I feel like Roz is my favorite.
Oh.
That makes me your least favorite.
All he had to do was just say Roz, bro. You could have just saved 30 seconds.
It was 26.
Hey, Marco, we appreciate you, brother. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you, guys.
Yeah. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Man, Canada's medal count at the Olympics keeps going up and up and up and up, and I am so hyped!
Scott Moyer and Tessa Virtue, now the most decorated figure skaters in Olympic history.
Scott and Tessa! Congratulations! Gold, baby, gold, baby, gold, baby, gold, baby!
How is it even possible to be humble at a time like this?
That's a good question. We're trying our best.
We wish we were in studio with you guys.
I know. We wish you guys were here. Have you had a chance, or did you at any point during this run be able to sort of check out the impact that you guys were having on social media? Or did you stay away from that until the end?
We really haven't even still, to be honest. We're trying to be present for every single moment, and we haven't had much time to be on our phones. But over the course of our media day today, we heard some reaction and some tweets, and it's so heartwarming and incredibly touching. I mean, we felt the support here. We're in this intro little bubble, but having said that, we still feel the support. It really lifted us up when we took the ice from all of Canadians and surprisingly a lot of people around the world, and we're so grateful for that. I mean, it makes a huge difference, and it's great for the sport. We're always happy when we can gain some notoriety for the sport.
Well, will all this love and support maybe help change your mind on whether or not this is going to actually finally be it?
Actually finally be it? What?
Are you going to skate again?
Oh. I mean... Oh, you guys are on fire today. I it's tough to say. I mean, if we could go out there and have every moment be like it was last night, I think we would skate until we were 95.
I think more so the feeling at the end of the program, knowing that all of that hard work after 2 decades of tireless training and, you know, countless hours put in with our big team with B210 and our coaching staff. I mean, there was so much invested into those 4 minutes, and artistically, technically, we wanted to tell a story and bring people along on a bit of an emotional roller coaster that is Moulin Rouge, and we're so proud of what we accomplished.
We're used to you guys, and we know your story here in Canada, but the interesting part was watching the rest of the world come to terms with the fact that you guys are not actually a married in love couple.
That is interesting.
Because they were like, it became they deserve gold, and then it became they deserve Oscars.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, that's a job. I mean, we are telling a story, and we were playing characters yesterday, so you know, that feedback that we've got has to be a compliment in the fact that we're doing a good job telling the story. I mean, Moulin Rouge is a program that we love, a film that we love, actually, and kind of packing that into 4 minutes was definitely a challenge. Yeah. But we're proud of the way our team was able to do that, and we're proud of the way this program came together. We love every second of that.
You had said, Scott, that there was one part of the routine, I believe it was the Moulin routine, that you sort of had to tone down for the Olympic judges because it may have been a little too much. What was the move you had to tone down?
Well, actually, what we had talked about was making every move as aesthetically pleasing as possible. And that's what we try and do with everything. And naturally, our program has an evolution, and we're changing things constantly. And we wanted to make sure that we are getting every single point that we could out of every element. We're happy to report that, I don't know if you guys watched, but we won the Olympics.
Yeah. How did you guys celebrate personally with each other? When you guys weren't on camera, what did you do afterwards, just the two of you?
Please tell me you chugged a bottle of champagne.
Well no, it wasn't anything exciting like that. I mean, I think after 20 years together, it's fun how we look forward to the quiet moments, and we kind of just stepped away, and we're like, wow, that was everything we thought it would be. And were you happy? I was happy. You happy? I was very happy. And you know, that's the best moment that, you know, as athletes we can hope for, and that was special. That's one that I'll remember for the rest of my life.
When you watch you guys dance, you're so similar, just with everything. Question, do you dye your hair the same color deliberately or no?
No.
No?
Color.
Really?
That's funny, no.
No, so there's no dye going on.
Hair dye? Are you asking us if we share hair dye?
I'm asking you if you share hair dye, because it's like when you go
you
through the things
those
about
type of people to you, we don't share hair dye. No way.
Oh, that's okay. That's the line.
Duly noted.
Okay, okay, duly noted.
We're gonna write that one down.
People do that? Is there a 2-for-1 deal at the salon? I don't know about it.
Well, I don't know. Maybe there. I would imagine that if anybody gets that 2-for-1 deal, it would be you guys moving forward. I'm sure about that. You are incredible. And I don't even, when you guys start going through Twitter, man, you're going to be so blown away, because it was so much more than skating what you guys did on the ice. And you really did bring people together, and you were what the Olympics are really just like supposed to be. That thing, you guys were that. And we're just so bloody proud of you.
Oh, that's incredibly heartwarming. We really appreciate that. Thank you, guys. We can't wait to get home and celebrate with everyone in Canada.
Oh, hell yeah. Tessa Virtue, Scott Moyer, thank you very much for joining us on the Roz and Mocha Show. And again, congratulations on that gold medal that you scored at the Olympics this year.
Really,
thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
The Roz and Mocha Show
podcast. Hello, hello. Kiss 92.5, Roz and Mocha.
Hello. We're just calling because we want Roz and Mocha to know that we are super, super fans of them. And I have 3 kids that love to listen to them every single morning.
Oh, wow. What's your name?
Elaine. But my youngest is the biggest fan of all, though. But she's really shy right now in the car, wanting to talk.
How old is she?
She's 8.
My kid's 8 too.
Yes, we know that. But she's been wanting to call for a very long time, but now she has no tongue in her mouth. She's not wanting to say a single word. So
that's okay. So Elaine, yes. We're gonna ask you what we ask everybody else between Roz and Mocha. Who's your favorite?
Who's my favorite?
Yeah. Roz.
Oh. Roz is my favorite.
Okay.
Just because we're the same age, so I can connect to you a lot more than Mocha. That's the only reason why, really.
Right, yeah.
Oh, like, because Mocha's so much younger than me.
Well, listen.
Yes, he is.
He's younger than me, too.
Maury, stop.
Maury in the background. Sorry, nobody can hear you, Maury. What'd you say?
Sorry, Roz is 43.
Yeah, thanks, Maury.
I know. So am I, Maury.
Thank you.
Well, congratulations, yes. Elaine. Your kids probably like me better because I'm closer in age to them. You know, I am from that millennial era.
Yes.
Ouch, Roz.
Oh, snap.
So you got another Roz fan in the car. Anybody else in the car? Like, you got 2 more in there. Any votes thrown to Mocha's direction?
I don't know. Kiata, who do you like, Roz or Mocha? No, we're all Roz fans in this car.
Everybody in the car! Oh my god, clean sweep!
It's tough.
Sorry, but you guys make us laugh every morning.
Thank you very much. I gotta tell you guys, though, in 2018, it is so tough to be a millennial.
Yes, I'm sure it is.
Yes. Oh, very tough.
It's really tough. It's so tough.
And you're not that much younger than me. You're like a couple years younger than me.
Elaine, thanks very much for the phone call.
Thank you very much for answering, guys.
Have a great day. Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
My neighbor was barbecuing yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Good for him.
Yeah.
You didn't, though? Are you waiting?
But I didn't make it up
you
to the butcher.
You couldn't pull it together, huh?
No.
Oh, the butcher, excuse me.
Yeah.
Not even just the grocery store. You go to the butcher.
Well, listen, if I'm going to first barbecue of the season, it's going to be special.
Yeah. My sister-in-law is really into making her own stock. And so she'll just take just beef bones and boil them down for 48 hours and make her own stock. And so we thought it would be great for Christmas if we just bought her a bag of bones.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because that's what she's just super into making her own stock. So we decided to buy her a giant bag of bones. And
where do you keep it? Like just in the freezer?
Yeah, just keep it in the freezer. Mm. And as there was a Saturday and we were putting together our list because we were in sort of crunch time. Of, okay, I'm going to go and pick this stuff up, and then Catherine, you're going to go and pick this stuff up. And on Catherine's list was the beef bones for my sister-in-law.
Yeah.
And she had Roxy with her to do that end of the shopping, and I didn't have Roxy with me. I did all mine on my own.
Uh-oh.
And I don't know if there was any way to prepare, and maybe we should have prepared, but we really didn't think about preparing an 8-year-old walking into a butcher for the first time in her life.
Oh,
where there's
no.
literally like stuff hanging.
Yeah.
Where it looked like it looked like if we showed her Saw, I don't think her reaction would have been as
welcome to the butcher, Roxy.
Yeah,
let's play a game.
She walked in and her immediate reaction was just murder happens in here.
Yeah.
Even though she eats meat and everything else, it looked like it was so horrific.
Yeah, she doesn't see how it's prepared.
She doesn't see, but she was so scarring to her walking into a butcher for the first time.
No.
Yeah. Like I really thought she was going to be vegetarian after that. Like fully.
Did she carry the bag of bones for you?
No, because all she could talk about, why they were even in there, just it didn't even matter at that point. It was trying to figure out what the thing was that was hanging from the ceiling.
Half the time we don't
right?
even know.
What was it?
Who knows? It was a thing of bones with meat on it that somebody was going at with a knife. Right? That's all she knew. She walked in and some guy was covered in blood going at a thing hanging from the ceiling with a knife. Right?
So how do you present that to your whoever you're giving the bones to?
Oh my God, it was the greatest gift ever. She
loved
it.
Did you write on the card, bon appetit?
No. I just literally gave her a bag out of my fridge and put it in her fridge.
So you didn't
and
write? I was like, you
didn't write? I didn't write no more. I bon did not write what, Maury? No,
bon appetit.
No, thanks.
I don't get
bon appetit.
Good one, Roz.
Thanks.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
My favorite way to watch a movie now at Cineplex is VIP.
Yeah.
Which is the 19 plus where you can order food and alcoholic beverage to your seat.
Yeah.
And the one at Shops at Don Mills has those giant recliners.
Yeah.
And I didn't know you can order, like when you order your drinks, I thought you would only be able to order like a glass of a beer or like a glass of wine.
Yeah.
I didn't know you can get like a full pitcher of beer.
No, you cannot.
Yes. Or that you can get a full bottle of wine.
Shut the front door.
Swear. We did that. Whatever the last movie was that Jenna and I went to see. Oh, Jumanji. When we went to see Jumanji, ordered chicken fingers.
Yeah.
And fries. And then like a full up bottle of wine. And
really?
Candy, of course.
Yeah. See, I did that one time where I got a bunch of booze. I mean, I'm always a little drunk if I go to the movies or the grocery store. Or
you load up beforehand.
Yeah. But I find that I have to go pee because I can't hold my pee for a whole movie if I've had a little bit to drink.
I always go right before the movie starts.
I go right before the movie starts, but I can't go if I'm drinking.
Yeah.
Right. I can't go a whole, especially these Marvel movies that are 2+.
Yeah.
Who can wait 2 hours to pee?
And so you just sip on your drink.
No.
I remember sneaking a beer in for you once.
For me?
Yeah, I remember we were screening once and I brought in beers for you.
Yo, hold up here.
Hold on here.
Snitch?
Yeah.
Well, I'm snitching on myself.
Why would you do that?
I'm snitching on myself.
No, but that's snitching on Roz.
No, you're snitching on me.
No, I'm snitching on myself.
No, you're snitching on me.
How am I snitching on you?
Because you're saying I snuck this in for you. When it's supposed to be a secret.
Yeah, but if it was a crime, I'd be the one arrested.
I know, but you're snitching on me, though.
No, I'm snitching on
you. Yeah, you're dragging
no,
him.
No, you're not.
You're dragging him into the story. What you should have said was, I remember sneaking in a beer into a movie theater.
Yeah,
you didn't
end
have
of
to
story.
Say, end of story. You didn't have
end
to say
story.
Who it was for.
I snuck in a beer
no,
once.
No, not good enough. Snitch.
Man, you have no idea of the rules.
No, when have I ever learned the rules? Who tells you the rules?
Snitch.
God, like you just like no concept of like street rules, huh?
No.
Well, but I've never been on the street.
No well, concept of anything.
Lesson number one, keep your friggin' mouth shut.
Yeah.
Then. Even if you don't understand the rules.
Do you
rules.
Not understand how proud I was that I snuck in a beer for him?
No. Here's
and
the,
you're
okay.
still snitching
yeah.
right now.
Yeah, you're still, just back
God,
it up, man.
Shut
back it
up for a second.
So, okay, here's the thing. If you were at a very different point in your life, right, where you're about to say something and in your head, you're like, is this a snitch?
Yeah, right? You should always ask yourself that question. Yeah,
before you say anything, right? Just ask yourself, is this a snitch?
Then I'll never be speaking. Then,
but if you actually have to ask yourself if it's a snitch, I would just err on the side of just not saying it.
Yeah, just don't
say anything.
Then
you'll never hear from me again.
Just stop it. Stop snitching, okay?
This is the Roz and Mocha Show
podcast.
I got to go to New York today.
New York!
Yeah, I don't want to go.
Fancy. Why? I love New York.
I don't know. I'd rather not travel. Given the opportunity to travel or not to just stay at home and do nothing, I would always just stay at home.
What
are
you going to New York
nothing.
For then?
To do interviews.
Oh, with who?
Yeah. I don't
you
even
want
know.
Me to go?
No, I don't want you to go.
But you don't
want
to go?
No.
I'll gladly go to
no,
New York.
No, I'm going to go and I'll go and I'll, you know, it'll be fine. But
do you
I would
do
just...
any touristy things when you travel?
Touristy things? Like
yeah.
what?
Like you go stand in the middle of like Times Square and take selfies?
Like go catch a show?
Yeah.
No, man.
Stand in front of that ticket booth?
No.
You want suggestions of shows?
No, I don't want suggestions of shows.
do the city tour? The bus
the
tour?
City tour?
Yeah, when
no.
they take you to all the different.
Yeah, but don't do the Sex no. in the City when they don't show you the house.
Why not?
No, I thought they show you the house.
No,
you're just not allowed to step
no,
up to
no,
the house.
No, the Sex in the City tour, they don't bring you to Carrie's house.
Why not?
Because the owners of that house don't they don't want you to see it. So apparently you see everything except the house.
Well, they can't control that though.
Yeah, the buses don't go there and the tours don't go there. So when I go to New York, I stand at the corner and point it out to people.
But
to who? Like regular
if any
people?
Tour, like if people are at Magnolia Baker, I'm like, hey, if you want to see the house, right around the corner.
God, you're the, you, why? You're
why
the
do you
only
do that?
Person I know who goes on vacation to be annoying.
Like, you go on vacation to be the tour guide.
Right?
Yeah, that's like, weird, man.
Like go to the bakery and you tell people, hey, you know what?
If I was at that bakery
house,
I feel like I don't care, man.
No, no.
Leave me alone. I'm here to get a coffee and a bagel.
No. And also, nobody who's in a strange city where they're on vacation wants to run into somebody on the corner who goes, do you want to see the house?
Like he's selling drugs.
But then I help them and I take pictures for them.
I can show it to you. I can
Hold
also,
on, so
I
you
can
go
also
to New York City
pictures.
So you can work as a tour guide?
Yeah, that's what I said. Like, it's so...
That's strange, man.
So weird, dude. It's
I just want to, like, I want to act like I'm the tour guide.
But right. why?
Because I like being the guy that knows.
Yeah. It's just like some couple from God knows where.
Arkansas,
walking down the street. They just see Maury. Standing, can I take your picture?
In front of this brownstone
yeah,
right here.
Yeah, yeah. Have you guys ever heard of Sex? And the City.
Oh, man, dude.
I can take your
so
picture.
So do you need to know where the house is, Ron?
No, Maury, I don't.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show
podcast.
Yeah, Maury was at the auto show over the weekend.
Oh.
Wraps up on Sunday, and... He's trying to get people to pronounce the name of a certain car, which even after hearing it pronounced properly, I still cannot say it.
So what's the deal with this car? Why is it such a big deal?
I'll tell you that in 1 second, but try to pronounce this. It's spelled K-O-E-N-I-G-S-E-G-G.
Sorry. Uno más? One more time?
K-O-E-N-I-G-S-E-G-G. G, G.
Oh my God! I don't know.
Koenigsegg, nailed it.
Okay, so first let's get the proper pronunciation of the fastest car in the world. Oh. You're with the company, so let's get it from you. How do you say this?
Koenigsegg.
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 Yeah. No. Try again.
Koenigsegg.
Koenigsegg.
How much am I spending if I want to own this?
$3 million, just under $3 million Canadian dollars.
Jeez. So more than a condo.
Yeah, more than some condos, I guess, right? Yeah.
Holy jeez. All right, so you're looking at the fastest car in the world. How would you say the name?
Honestly, I can't even pronounce it. Give it a try. I don't have my eyeglasses with me. I really can't pronounce it.
How do you pronounce the name?
Got me on that one. I'm not even going to give it a go.
Wow, they wouldn't even try.
Don't even know it.
All right, dude, give it a try. Say the name.
Kendrison?
Wait, what?
Kendrison?
Norman Jewison?
I don't know how to say it.
Do you want to try?
Koenigsegg.
Okay, you're oogling and ogling over the fastest car in the world. It's a $3 million car. How do you say the name of it?
Koenigsegg.
Wow. $3 million. You got to be kidding me. I love that people just have so much respect for it. They're like, I'm not even going to try.
Yeah. No, thanks.
I will not. It's I can't afford it. It will never be mine, and I'm not going to embarrass myself over this.
Not at all.
Roz and Mocha Q&A.
Ask Roz and Mocha. These are the questions that you asked this week through Instagram at Kiss925, and we will try to get through as many as possible.
Who do we have on the phone first? Because it's always good on the podcast. We will go through and find at least a couple of people, at least one person who will get to ask their question live with us right now. So, Mocha.
Sherry, are you there?
I'm here.
I'm Mocha. Sitting across from me is Roz.
Hello,
Roz.
How are you, hon?
Good, thanks.
Good. What is your question?
I was just wondering what your guys' opinion is on parents who stay home, if they're less, should be deemed less valuable than the person that goes out and makes the money.
Less valuable compared to what? Like less valuable within the couple or less valuable in the world?
Less valuable in the couple and the contribution to the household.
Right.
Now, are you staying, not that it matters, but do you mean like staying home to look after the kids or are no kids are involved?
You just don't want to go to work, but staying home and raising the kids.
Right. And at what point does staying home and raising the kids finish?
Let's just say 12 years old.
12?
Wow.
But they're in school all day.
Yes.
Okay. I will say no. I don't think that somebody who is at home raising the kids should be deemed less valuable in any way. I would not, however, call that a job simply because there's no reward. It's just, it's like, it's the worst volunteer work in the world.
Yeah. You're still working. You're actually putting in, I'm with Roz on this one. I don't think less valuable, but I do think that the person who is staying home, you're still putting in work hours and then some.
Right. I will say this, though. Once the kids go off to school, you go off to work.
True.
Yeah. So once the, I would say that because I think that that's what makes for a sort of happy household. I don't think that somebody needs to be at home from, you know, 7:30 in the morning when the kids go off to school and then, you know, do all the house stuff throughout the day and then wait for the kids to get home at like 4 o'clock. I think that, you know, between those hours, you can be far more productive and then you, not every, you don't have to stay home all day, right? And I don't think that you should feel, I don't think anybody should feel obligated that they then need to be there for the kids when they get home from school. Because that period of, you know, whatever it is, 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock, whenever you get home, there's a lot of options and a lot of them don't cost that much money. They are affordable, but I think that you would most likely feel better if you did go back to work. I could be wrong about that. I don't know. Maybe you have no desire to, but that's the way I sort of see it, is that when the kids go off to school, you get your ass back to work.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
All right.
And I only say that because I think that what winds up happening sometimes is one of the big killers of relationships is resentment.
Yeah.
And nobody should ever feel resentful that a partner is at home raising the kids when they're, you know, just born until like five.
Yeah.
Right. That's a hell of a job. It's tough and it's thankless and everything smells. Right.
All the time.
But once the kids go off to school and somebody is still at home, I think that is maybe sort of where resentment may start, that somebody may then feel that they're doing more than the other person.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
There you go, Sherry. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks a lot.
We also have Megan on the phone that has a question that they want to ask Roz.
Okay.
Hi, Megan. How are you? It's Roz and Mocha.
Hi, I'm great. How are you guys?
Doing great. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
What is your question?
I wanted to know, would you guys rather lose Maury from the show completely or have Maury and Matthew part of the show permanently?
Maury and his husband Matthew permanently.
AKA the Dammits. You know what? I enjoy the Dammits. I don't want to lose Maury. Simply because I just love the conversation that takes place in that condo between the two of them.
I would say that I would 100% take both Maury and his husband, Matthew, because the only person that would be terrible for would be Maury.
Until just then, I thought it was a win-win answer for me.
No. That would mean that you would have to sit with Matthew here at work all morning.
Oh, he'd have to come in.
Yes. So that the option was lose you from the show or
keep you on the show, but in keeping you on the show, Matthew would also have to be on the show.
So I can quit now.
Yeah.
Thanks, Megan.
No problem.
Have all a right. great day.
Thank you so much. We love you guys.
Oh, we love you too. All right. We got a whole bunch of other questions.
Katarina, do you both want more children or are your factories closed?
Ooh, I will say, having a son at home who's only 10 months now, my wife and I have talked about it, and we're good for one more, and then that's it.
Oh, and that's it.
Is that an announcement?
No, no, it's not an announcement.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, once we're ready to have another,
sure,
we will go for number two,
yeah,
and that is it.
And that's it, huh? Yeah, we're done.
You're done.
One and done.
One and done.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, Roxy's the, she's the perfect kid, and...
But don't you want her, she should have a friend at home.
She...
Listen, man. Yo, man, they got cats. We got each other. Yeah, she got friends in school.
Listen, man. Okay, anybody who says that a child needs more than Lego is a fool.
More than Lego.
All right. She does not need a brother or sister when we have spent thousands of dollars on Lego.
Oh, I like this one.
And I tell her that all the time.
This is from Mark, who said, fill in the blank. If I could, I would have an unlimited amount of blank in my fridge.
Oh.
Roz, go.
Jeez. Like, immediately cider comes to mind.
Yeah.
Because I could just eat that forever. But if I could go into my fridge and have an unlimited amount of blank, I may have to say leftover chicken taco meat.
Oh, delicious.
Where anytime I wanted to, I could just go and have leftover chicken tacos because that's my favorite. What would yours be?
Oh, pasta. Easily.
Pasta. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. How about you, Damon Warren?
The first thing that came to my mind was pre-cut cheese.
Pre-cut
what?
Cheese?
What? Like, unlimited amount of pre-cut cheese?
So I don't even need to
cheese?
Use a knife. Like, I just reach in and it's already sliced for me.
Just like one little piece of cheese.
Like cubes of cheese. Constant cubes of cheese.
Right. Like out of the ice dispenser. Like you just put a cup in there. And just cheese starts pouring out of it,
that'd
right?
Be glorious.
Oh no.
Oh God.
Oh, okay. Here's another one from Mike.
Go ahead.
Between the three of you, if you were stranded on an island, who would you prefer to be stranded with and why?
I'm not gonna win here.
What do you mean? Okay, let's start with you, Maury. What's your answer?
I
know what your answer is, but I just want you to say it for everybody.
I would take Roz, just because I feel like he would feel sorry for me and just do all the work of like cooking, you know, making the hot water so I can bathe. Regaling me stories.
I have a question.
Sure.
Okay. Are we ever, or is there ever a chance that we will be rescued? Where we would then have to...
Okay. Only because I know what you're thinking.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say, for the purposes of this, yes, at some point we will be rescued.
Okay, then Mocha.
Okay.
Okay.
But what if the answer was no, we'll never be rescued?
Then we don't talk about that. Are you the same?
Yeah, okay. Ross, for sure. Ross, sorry, Mo. Oh, all right.
One more.
Okay. Let's see here.
But the thought of having to run Maury's bath. Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Oh, here's a good one.
What?
This is from Despina79. If you could hack into anyone's computer, who would it be and why?
Oh, this is the answer where I say, damn it, Maury. Yeah, because I know the amount of secrets that you have on your computer. I don't know what those secrets are.
Yeah.
But when you're at home alone and your husband is at work during the day and you have access to literally the entire world through your internet.
And I have every contact in the world.
I would be curious to know the sites that you go to. Just
yeah.
for the sole purpose of like letting everybody else know.
Yeah. You know what? I wouldn't actually, if I hacked into Maury's computer, I wouldn't go sort of digging around. What I would do is I would love access to that software that allows me to look at my computer and just watch in real time everything Maury does on his computer.
Oh.
Like I would just like to see his screen.
Could you
and
imagine?
I would just watch it like television.
That's so
right?
All right. So if you want to ask Roz and Mocha a question, maybe for next week's podcast, every week, just keep following us on Instagram at Kiss925. We will post an Ask Roz and Mocha. You ask your question there, and we'll try our best to answer it.
There we go.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live weekday mornings from 6 to 10
on KISS 92.5.
KISS925.com
or on the KISS 92.5 app.